From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 24 new cases today of COVID-19. No new deaths. The CDC says there are now 134 cases of COVID-19 linked to an August wedding in Millinocket, including 56 who were guests at the wedding, and 66 cases among staff inmates and staff family members at York County Jail, as well as among staff and residents at Maple Crest Nursing Home in Madison. Maine nursing homes will soon be required to perform regular surveillance testing of staff for COVID-19. The Mills administration announced today the state's getting $10 million in federal funding and point-of-care testing devices to comply with the new federal requirement. Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says that nursing home outbreaks nationwide have shown it makes sense to perform regular testing on staff versus residents.
In most all of the settings, the virus is introduced into the facility by the employees through no fault of their own. Let me be clear.
The state's also launching a new online tool to connect nursing homes to job applicants in order to address staffing shortages. And state agencies are asking the Maine Principals Association to delay the beginning of the fall sports season as they work through several concerns over the organization's recently released plans to resume athletics. In a letter released today, the commissioners of the State Department of Education and Department of Health and Human Services pointed to several areas in which the plan differs from state guidance, including rules around face coverings and spacing of spectators. At a briefing today, Education Commissioner Pender Macon said until the differences are sorted out, she recommends delaying the beginning of the season.
But we definitely want to make sure that we are opening schools very safely in these early beginning weeks, and until we're ready with that guidance and it's clear and it's consistent and it all matches, I think we are going to recommend that we put that off until such time that we have crystal clear guidance for everyone.
Other groups, including the Maine School Superintendents Association, have also voiced concerns with the plan. Preseason tryouts in some schools are scheduled to begin next week. The Maine Principals Association did not immediately return a request for comment. In weather tonight, becoming overcast with some areas of fog and mist, especially at the coast, and lows in the 50s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock. I'm Nora Flaherty.